Several party officials spoke earlier today at the start of a meeting of the ceasefire and transitional security arrangements monitoring and verification mechanism in Juba. Major General Chol Ray, who is the representative for the Sudan People's Liberation Movement in opposition, was one of them.
We hope the preparations for the deployment of the necessary unified force that graduated will be done accordingly. And this will also give us a hope to have a better settlement where we would be able to think of the developmental agenda instead of pursuing resolving conflict here in South Sudan.
Major General Bior Lek Kwareng, who represents the former detainees in the ceasefire monitoring body, says the unified forces should be deployed in Upper Nile, Jonglei and the Greater Pibor administrative area to end ongoing violence that has killed dozens of people in the three areas.
We cannot wait for the second batch to be graduated. We do not know how long it's going to take, maybe 6 months or 1 year, because the community fighting or cattle raiding in these three states is very alarming. So I'm urging the Unified Command to speed up deployed a part of the Unified Forces. Because recently I was in Bor and I have witnessed the influx of the White Army that passed through the town.
Late last month, clashes killed 56 people during 4 days of fighting in the Greater Pibor administrative area after young men from one ethnic community attacked another ethnic group, according to local officials. CITISAM VM chairperson, Lieutenant General Asrat Denero Ahmad, says the first phase of the graduation of the necessary unified forces ended on January 14th with the graduation of forces in the Kaljak Training Center of Unity State. General Denero says more than 55,000 unified forces have graduated. He is calling on the Joint Defense Board, or JDB, to implement the next security arrangements tasks.
CITISAM VM urges JDB to provide the deployment of plan of the graduated forces and further urges the JTSC to provide the plan of for phase two training as well as the future plan for containment sites.
Under the 2018 revitalized peace deal, South Sudan is supposed to train and graduate 83,000 personnel to take charge of security during the ongoing transitional period. The troops will make up the police, army, intelligence services, and prison services. General Denero says he is concerned about recent clashes between government forces and National Salvation Front rebels and is appealing to the government and holdout representatives to return to the Rome peace talks to resolve their differences ahead of next month's papal visit.
As South Sudan prepares to receive the Holy Father Pope Francis, CITISAM VM appeal to Artegenu and Soma to resume the Rome peace process and initially the integration of national monitors into CITISAM VM structure.
Earlier this month, President Salva Kiir suspended the talks with holdout rebel groups that were being held in Rome. Kiir said the holdout groups have continuously engaged in activities which destabilize the country. He says the government will only resume the talks when the rebel groups agree to engage in genuine peace negotiations. Spokespersons for the holdout groups denied the president's accusations and said the president's decision to suspend the talks indicates the government is not at all that interested in the Rome peace process. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.